This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar has extended his city's emergency curfew in response to increasing coronavirus cases. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Gratisar first introduced the curfew at the end of October. Since then, the mayor says coronavirus cases have almost quadrupled. 102 people have died so far from coronavirus in the county, with more than half of those deaths in November. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Coronavirus is not the only bug to avoid while making a big dinner today. Here's CPR's Claire Cleveland.
Even a small turkey requires thoughtful thawing to avoid growing bacteria that could make people sick. And be sure to cook that turkey thoroughly. The internal temperature should reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say those preparing the food should wash their hands frequently and avoid serving foods on contaminated surfaces, the most common cause of foodborne illnesses. After dinner, get the leftovers in the fridge within 2 hours of preparation. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A holiday tradition continues in a new form this year. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Colorado Ballet's annual performance of The Nutcracker will go on this year, but with a twist. This time, the company will trade the stage for the small screen. Audiences can tune into Rocky Mountain PBS tonight at 7 to watch the holiday classic that was recorded during last year's sold-out run. There will be encore broadcast through December 25th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Thanksgiving weather is mostly sunny with some snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.